A breakthrough actually came in 1987 and 1989, where a new solution was presented. Actually, the paper was published in 1989 by Doyle, Glover, Kaganiga, Francis, where a state-space and time-domain approach was presented to solve the general H-infinity problem. And the nice thing about the solution is the solution, the H-infinity controller can be constructed by solving just two Riccati equations. And the controller order is the same order as the plan, which is much significantly lower than the original NE84 solution. Now, what are we going to do here? We're going to actually present an alternative way of solving the problem, derivations of the H-infinity controller, from a purely algebraic point of view. Again, we're going to take a standard H-infinity problem formulation. We assume that we have the generalized plan G, and we have state space realization for that. And also, for the simplicity of presentation, we're going to assume a very strong assumption that AB1 is controllable and C1A is observable. Now, we're going to see that we can remove all those assumptions later on. Okay? And we're going to assume that D12 and C1 is orthogonal, B1, D21 is orthogonal, just for simplicity, because the derivation is much, much simpler. Even though we can do it in more general form, but the derivation will be a little more complex. So just for the presentation, we're going to do it in general case, and then we're going to show you how you can solve the H-infinity problem for the more general data, where all the assumptions are not true.